On 6PR Breakfast, it's time for Peter Ford.
For Reading Cinemas Belmont, all movies just $10. Conditions apply.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. Eye to eye.
6 minutes after eight. Good morning, everybody. Thursday morning, Peter Ford joins us right out of the 8 o'clock news each and every weekday with the latest in showbiz news. Forty, good morning.
G'day, how are you?
Very well. Who's the latest in Hollywood to be, pointed at for, harassment?
Yeah, it's like, you know, every day. Who's on the list today? Well, we've got two big names today. Firstly, the legendary actor Dustin Hoffman, now 80 years old. And this stems back 32 years ago when he was doing a TV adaptation of Death of a Salesman, and a then 17-year-old intern, a girl, was, she claims, I don't think she's using the word harassed, but she's saying she was groped by him, and also says that he had very explicit sexual conversations with her. And she was 17 at the time. She was keeping a diary. And now, all these years down the track, suddenly she's gone public with her accusations. Dustin Hoffman has not denied what she's claiming, and he's saying if he said or did anything that was inappropriate or made her uncomfortable, he's very regretful of that. That's not the person he is. But even more serious, if it's, you know, okay to put levels of seriousness on these things, we have a big expose from the LA Times, very well-respected newspaper, who have pointed the finger at Brett Ratner. Now, they have six women who are claiming various levels of sexual assault and harassment from Brett Ratner. Now, one of these is the actress Olivia Munn. I won't go into all the details. It's very sordid and explicit. But for those who don't know who Brett Ratner is, he's very big time. He's rather unusual in that he's a major director as well as a producer, and those two things don't always go hand in hand. And he was, until earlier this year, the business partner of James Packer.
Okay.
That's how they get the name Rat Pack Entertainment.
Right.
He's the rat part of that, and James Packer was the pack part of that.
Right, okay. Well, this just keep coming out, just more and more names.
I think so. I think we have to try and, you know, juggle these two thoughts that, number one, we can't get desensitized to it,
sure,
even though these stories may become less newsworthy. We can't allow ourselves to get bored by it. But at the same time, we have to remind ourselves that these are allegations that are untested and, for the most part, people are denying.
Yes, and I think that's the key. I mean, people that have been abused, I think, should have their moment to be able to explain that. But if people that make false accusations, that's also an area that we need to be careful about as well. Not to say they are.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, particularly when people are just doing it on social media. You know, in the case of this Brett Ratner story, that's a very thoroughly researched story by a team of journalists on the LA Times. So it's got a little more cred. I'm far more comfortable talking about that sort of thing than just somebody who's thrown a grenade on social media.
Sure, fair enough. They're always looking for big names to be at the Melbourne Cup and to be in the marquees. Has there been a big name signed over the last few hours?
Yeah, well, Maya have got Paris Jackson coming to town, and that'll be an interesting one because already today she's getting a lot of publicity just by the very fact that she's heading here. I don't know what they're paying her. Would be a lot, although you wouldn't think she'd be particularly motivated by money, would you?
So what are we talking, like $100,000, that sort of money?
Yeah, I would have thought about $100,000.
Okay.
That would have been my figure. And
how
obviously
old is
all
she, 40?
Oh, is she 20, early 20s?
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, and she seems a very nice girl. She, about 4 or 5 years ago, she did seem to go off the rails a bit, and there were reports about her being in various types of trouble, and who wouldn't expect that, you know, with what she'd been through.
Sure.
But
so just for the record, is Debbie Rowe her biological mum and Michael Jackson her biological dad, or?
That is correct, yes.
Right, so sperm and egg we're talking.
Well, yes, we are,
right,
if you have to really be graphic about it. But, we are.
Okay.
And interestingly, they're saying, one of the reports today saying Debbie Rowe is an Australian. That isn't the case. I don't know where they got that one from, but she's not.
Speaking of sperm, the Channel 10 show Sisters is about a bloke that worked at an IVF clinic and decided that he'd donate his own sperm to a lot of people and he bred a lot of children. Is that what that program's all about?
That's the basic premise of it, which is actually not a bad premise.
It's called
Sisters. From what I've seen of it, it's quite a good show.
I actually watched a bit of it last night. There are three sisters and the rest are all boys, which was quite remarkable. Is that what the show, how is it performing on 10?
Oh, tanking. Mm. I mean, last week was its debut, but it was off the back of The Bachelorette, and it sort of just did okay. And obviously, within their particular demographic, would have been a lot better. But last night, I don't think you could even spin it. It was the 21st most watched show for the night, with a national audience of 351,000, just 45,000 people watching in Perth, even though there's some very good Perth talent in it, like Lucy Durack and Joel Creasy. But no, the public are not interested in this. It's unfortunate, because I hate, you know, when a first-run Aussie drama, you'd like to think people give it a go, but people are just not responding to it.
That's bad luck. 40, we will chat again tomorrow. Thank you for your time.
Have a good one.